This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro and bringing you a wide variety of information about your health. Please tune in with us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, listen to Dr. Pissarro interview Justin Bacon on the benefits of CrossFit training. Now, the show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, and that's the website, not only to get the shows, but to get some expert advice. You can go to the website, or you can go to the Village Green Apothecary site at Cedar Lane, and that's West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. They have expert advice on supplements. They will handhold you through it, and the store and the website really are your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. We always start our show with news you can use, and I'm going to give you a Lyme disease update, and then we're going to hear an interview with Joseph Evans of Zymogen, and we will be talking about a sustainable solution to your personal energy crisis, exercise-enhancing nutrients. And you will find some information in this interview that you will probably have not heard before. It's brand new, and I think you'll enjoy it. It tells you how to enhance your exercise, get more out of it, but also support a healthier brain, healthier cardiovascular system at the same time. Now, let's go to news you can use, and I want to talk about a Lyme disease update on treatments and the politics of Lyme. As is with every controversial situation, there's a lot of politics involved. So, first of all, what is Lyme? And it's the spirochete that actually comes through a vector. It can be a tick, but there are many insects that can bite you and deliver this spirochete. And the spirochete does get into the system, and it loves connective tissue. So it doesn't just stay in the blood. It gets into the tissues, into the brain, into the eyeballs, into the joints. It can be found in almost any tissue. Now, one of the concerns is that 50% of those that have Lyme disease never even see a tick or experience a rash. And most people think that that's what they have to see. Now, it takes a while for the tick bite to deliver the spirochete. So if you just find a tick crawling on you, chances are you have not been bitten. But if one's attached, you have, and you may not know how long. And what can you do about it when you get a tick bite? Well, it's real easy. Save the tick. It can be tested. And you don't just pull it off. You don't use alcohol on it, and you don't apply a burning match to it, okay? So let me tell you how to get rid of the ticks, and then we'll go back to some of the details. You wear gloves. Don't handle the tick with your bare hands. And with a pair of tweezers, grasp the tick as close to the skin as possible where the tick head is. Pull gently and firmly in an upward steady motion until the tick releases its hold. Be patient. avoid crushing the tick's body. The tick fluids can contain infectious agents. Do not apply petroleum jelly, nail polish, I mentioned alcohol, or a hot match. And do not immobilize the tick with tape. Save that tick in a small sealed plastic jar or Ziploc plastic bag. If the tick is alive, double bag it. And do not immerse the tick in formalin. The tests will be inaccurate. Alcohol will not alter the test. It could be immersed in alcohol. It can be placed in the freezer, but that's really not necessary. The DNA that they will be testing remains intact. And then simply wash the skin with a disinfectant and wash your hands with soap and water. Some of the mouth parts might break off and remain within the skin, or even parts of the body of the tick. So you can remove it as you would a splinter and disinfect as we just mentioned. And then monitor the site for the appearance of the rash. If bitten by a tick, try and determine how long the tick was attached, was it engorged, and did it appear to be full of blood when removed. You may not know when you were bitten. And one of the tick testing labs in this area is Clongen, and they are on Middlebrook Road. I'm going to give their telephone number, 301-916-0173. Now, most professionals do not know that ticks can be tested. So that's why it's so important for you as a consumer and a layperson to know it. And the cost is not that extensive. It's $75 for the Lyme spirochete or $195 to test for the Lyme spirochete, known as Borrelia, and Babesia and Bartonella. Because when a tick bites you, there are friends to the Borrelia spirochete that get into your bloodstream as well. Now, back to Lyme, and I want you to look at a symptom list. I can't possibly go over all of them. There are about 100 symptoms that can occur, and this is why it's hard to pick out. It masquerades, Lyme disease does, as many other conditions, arthritis, fibromyalgia, bursitis, tendinitis, chronic fatigue, chronic Epstein-Barr virus, mono, Parkinson's, ADD, ADHD, gastrointestinal reflux, autoimmunity, Guillain-Barre syndrome, these neurological syndromes, dementias, ALS, and purplish hard lumps under the skin. That is a real giveaway. And Bell's palsy. And also it may just show up mostly as absolute ongoing fatigue and lethargy and recurrent illnesses. So be suspicious if the treatments for these other conditions do not result in improvement. Many people are given steroids for these conditions, for the symptoms, and as soon as the steroids are stopped, the symptoms return. This should confirm the suspicion that it is something else other than what has been diagnosed. Another tidbit, steroids turn the Lyme on. It aggravates it. Now, if anything resonates with the symptoms we've talked about, I'm going to just run down the list. The rash, only 50% have it, but obviously if you've got a rash, if it's circular, if it's oval, if it's a bullseye, it may not have to look like the typical rash. Unexplained hair loss, headaches, pressure in the head, twitching of facial or other muscles, facial paralysis, tingling at the nose, the tip of the tongue, the cheek, stiff or painful neck, jaw stiffness, blurry vision, increased floaters and spots in the eyes, pain in the eyes or overly dry eyes, overly sensitive to light, decreased hearing in one or both ears, feeling like you have plugged ears, buzzing in the ears, ringing. Many kinds of digestive complaints, irritable bladder, upset stomach, bone pain, joint pain, or swelling, carpal tunnel syndrome. And one of the classic signs of Lyme is the swelling of the knees. And why is this? The damaged joints are weaker, and this is where the spirochete thrives. The spirochete tunes down your immune system. It depletes vitamin D in order to keep your immune system less vigilant. This allows the spirochete to thrive. So if you've got swollen knees and you haven't had that before, start thinking that you may have Lyme. Other in respiratory and circulatory system, shortness of breath. You can't get a full satisfying breath, a cough, chest pain or rib soreness, night sweats or unexplained chills, heart palpitations, extra beats, an endocarditis, heart inflammation. There was a story recently about a woman who had an inflamed heart. It became so severe that it was life-threatening. And a friend said, you know, I read that that could be Lyme. She was checked. She was treated. That was the end of it. There are so many conditions that we forget to think is Lyme at the core. Some other ones, the neurological ones, are prevalent for many people. Tremors or unexplained shaking, burning, stabbing sensations in the body, chronic fatigue, weakness, neuropathy, that's nerve damage, numbness anywhere, poor balance, dizziness, lightheaded, especially upon standing quickly, and mood swings, sleep problems, too much, too little, insomnia, narcolepsy, panic attacks and anxiety. Also memory loss, forgetfulness, speech difficulties, slurred speech, and forgetting how to perform simple tasks. It also can affect negatively sex drive and give unexplained menstrual problems. And generally, phantom smells may go along with Lyme. You smell something that's not there. You have a perverted sense of smell. Swollen lymph glands, unexplained fevers. And the pain can migrate, and this is what fools people. It starts out in one place, it migrates elsewhere. And when you go to the doctor will be addressing his specialty. So if it's a rheumatologist, they'll look at the joints. If it's a gastroenterologist, they'll focus on the GI system when it may be more pervasive than that. So if you have a lot of symptoms, or if there is any suspicion, get treatment. And doxycycline is the first drug of choice there. And Lyme really refers to this group of invaders I mentioned, so you have to be tested properly. It's the testing that makes the difference. And this is where we get into the controversy. The scientists agree that the only treatable, curable time for Lyme is the first 30 days. Some are saying it's the first 2 weeks. After 2 to 4 weeks, it is so invasive and it rebirths itself. It reinfects you over and over again. And at that stage, you've got chronic Lyme, very, very difficult to get rid of. Fortunately, the controversy over the treatment for Lyme disease is starting to change. Connecticut changed its law. The physicians have been brought before medical boards for treating Lyme for more than 2 weeks, and Connecticut stopped that because what the medical community has not addressed in the past is this persistent and chronic Lyme, which requires long-term antibiotic therapy, nutritional therapies, and many other kinds of therapies in order to achieve a permanent and healthy remission. That is the goal. I just want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Dr. Joseph Evans, and we'll be discussing a sustainable solution to your personal energy crisis, exercise-enhancing nutrients.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I will remind you to tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro interview Justin Bacon on the benefits of CrossFit training. And today we're honored to have as our guest Dr. Joseph P. Evans, and our subject is a sustainable solution to your personal energy crisis, exercise-enhancing nutrients. Welcome to the show, Dr. Evans.
Thank you very much, Dana. I'm happy to be here.
Well, what I thought I would ask you to do is tell a little bit about your background. I know that you're a scientist and you've had 20 years of experience or more in research and development for diabetes and obesity, and you've written a lot about the mitochondria and the subject that we're talking about, of course. So give our listeners a little bit of your background, and then let's dive right in to the exercise-enhancing nutrients.
Okay, I'd be happy to. So from an educational background, I have a PhD in biochemistry, and that is from Drexel University in Philadelphia, and I've done postdoctoral training in related areas, molecular biology and physiology at Dartmouth Medical School in New Hampshire, and also at the University of Copenhagen in Copenhagen, Denmark. So from that, after my postdoc at Dartmouth, I went to work in the traditional pharmaceutical industry, working in diabetes drug discovery and drug development programs, and from there I moved on to working with much smaller companies, biotech companies, primarily in the area of metabolism and diabetes and obesity drug discovery and drug development. While I was out in California, I met a number of people working in the sports nutrition and exercise physiology area, and so I have a longstanding interest in nutritional interventions. So I basically come come at the problems of metabolism, both from a pharmaceutical and a non-pharmaceutical perspective, sort of a natural product perspective. And so that's how I sort of approach things first, of looking at natural product interventions. And so there are, and that's basically the essence of what we can be talking about today, is the nutritionally targeted approach to increase your energy stores.
Well, I'm glad that you've got this topic as your topic for our interview, because it's important, and we have listeners that are very interested in exercise. And while we talk about exercise and the benefits of exercise and how to exercise, having the body fueled properly makes all the difference. And I would like you to start with a little bit of background of energy metabolism, including the mitochondria.
Oh, absolutely. I would be happy to. Well, I don't think there's any disagreement in the scientific community that perhaps the best thing that people can do for themselves to maintain a healthy lifestyle and actually probably to live longer and certainly live longer without chronic diseases is a regular program of exercise. And this would include both cardiovascular exercise and strength training. So that's the important key. Now, when I looked into this more carefully, I said to myself, what is exercise actually doing to the body and to the tissues? Well, one of the main benefits of exercise and one of the main effects of exercise is to increase the number of mitochondria in your muscle tissues. And the muscle tissues, of course, do the work of the body in terms of helping your heart beat, responsible for the beating of the heart and also for lifting. And so you basically need as many mitochondria that you can attain. And so why are mitochondria important? Well, first of all, mitochondria, for those who may not have heard the word before, these are little parts of the cell. We call them the power plants of the cell. They are the sites that turn the food that we eat into energy that we can use. They produce the adenosine triphosphate, the ATP, which is required for energy-requiring biochemical reactions, which make our cells live and allows us to do the things that we need to do. They're critical for brain function. They're critical for our nerve firing. They're critical for muscle movement. And so we need ATP and we need mitochondria for all these activities.
Well, you gave an analogy that I really love, and if the mitochondria is the power plant within the cell, ATP is what I call body electricity. And I try to explain to people that if you're blowing fuses when you plug in the vacuum and the computer at the same time, you don't bring a bunch of repair people in. You look at the electricity coming into the house and you work on the core electricity being brought in. And that's what I like to explain to patients about supporting core energy metabolism, specifically the mitochondria.
That's exactly right. And for the longest time, it was thought that mitochondria were not regulated. In other words, that we could not alter the number of mitochondria. But the more research that was carried out, both in animals and it's been shown and confirmed in human beings, that exercise clearly is one of the best ways of increasing the number of mitochondria in muscle tissue. In addition, there's another regimen which most people really would not prefer, and actually it would be very difficult to carry this out in the long term. It's called caloric restriction. Now, caloric restriction is basically depriving yourself of calories over the course of a day and a weeks and months. And it's been shown in experimental animals, and there's some preliminary data in human beings that when you caloric restrict, and this is about a 30 to 40% reduction in the total number of calories, you basically delay the onset of age-related diseases, so you live healthier and you live longer. And one of the main effects of caloric restriction, again, is to increase the number of mitochondria. And so the most people obviously would prefer to exercise, even though that has its downside too. But when you compare it against caloric restriction, it's sort of the better of the two options. So these are two tried and true ways of increasing these important parts of ourselves, the mitochondria.
Well, I'm sure most professionals don't know, and certainly most lay people don't know, that we can increase the power plants within the cells. And I think that's very important. Would this be the factor then that leads to this ongoing positive effect from regular exercise, not just while you're exercising, but for hours and days afterwards?
Well, that's the important aspect. There's several components to this. So certainly the process of turning on the ability of your body to make more mitochondria, it's not something that's going to happen in hours. So in other words, exercise will take a while before it turns on the switch. And this is what they call, it's a genetic switch that requires exercise over the period of several weeks, and then the process will get going. And so as you continue your regular exercise program, this process will continue to build more mitochondria, specifically in the muscle cells and in the heart cells. So when you stop exercising, you will still get the benefit, but the benefit will gradually deteriorate the longer you stop exercising. So exercise and, again, caloric restriction are two processes that will turn on the genes that are required for building new mitochondria. And so we've looked at these two approaches from a biochemical perspective to see what is actually going on at the molecular and biochemical level. And what we've tried to do then is identify nutritional approaches. And by nutritional approaches, I mean functional foods and specifically several dietary supplements, which activate the same pathways that exercise and caloric restriction activate.
Well, you say a lot, but it's easy to follow, and that's what our listeners like. And I know you've been a consultant for Zymogen in their product development, and I am in particular a fan of Zymogen. And I'd like you, during our interviews today, I'd like you to talk a little bit about some of the products that support the mitochondria and energy metabolism and why they work. Sometimes it's not so easy to just take a supplement on the advice of somebody without understanding what that supplement can do for you.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yes, and I am a consultant for Zymogen because I believe in their products, and I have worked with them in the development of a number of their products, and specifically on the development of the mitochondrial renewal kit. And this kit combines essentially three separate products, that the basis of these products from extensive animal research and also clinical research has shown that these ingredients work along the same pathways and activate the same pathways that exercise activates and also caloric restriction activates. And the first one of these products is called Alamax. And Alamax is a controlled-release formulation of alpha-lipoic acid. Many of your listeners will know lipoic acid is a very, very effective antioxidant. However, when it's taken at larger doses, as is given in the kit, it activates a number of other pathways, including one of the main energy-sensing pathways. And so this biochemical pathway is called, it's an enzyme called AMP kinase. And this particular enzyme is like a fuel gauge. So when the gas gets low in your car, you see that needle go down. And so this enzyme does the same thing in your cell. When your energy supplies go down, the ATP levels go down in your cell, this enzyme is activated. And so lipoic acid can do the same thing and trick this enzyme into becoming activated. And when this enzyme is activated, what it does is trick the cell and trigger the cell to take up more glucose so that it burns more energy to replenish the ATP. In addition, over the long term, this enzyme activates some of the genes that are responsible for making new mitochondria. So this enzyme that is activated by lipoic acid has a twofold response in response to taking lipoic acid and also exercise. I want to point out that this enzyme, when you exercise, you're depleting your energy stores, obviously, as anybody that's been on a treadmill knows. Well, this enzyme compensates for that. And again, it's like the fuel gauge of the cell.
So I just want to repeat for our listeners, we're talking about the Alamax alpha-lipoic acid as the first ingredient in the Zymogen's Mito Renewal Kit. What I'd like to do is follow through with this in our next segment. We have to take a break right now. And folks, you've been listening to Dr. Joseph Evans, and we're talking about energy metabolism and exercise-enhancing nutrients. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and reminding you to tune in next Sunday. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And listen to his interview with Justin Bacon on the benefits of CrossFit training. We've been talking with Dr. Joseph Evans of Zymogen, and we've been talking about a sustainable solution to your own personal energy crisis, exercise-enhancing nutrients. He's been describing the Zymogen product called the Mito Renewal Kit, and he's talked about the first of three ingredients, alpha-lipoic acid, an antioxidant. And what this does is the same benefit. It gives you the same benefit as exercise with regard to turning on energy metabolism. And you might want to expand on that before we go on to the other two ingredients, Dr. Evans.
Oh, yes, I would be happy to. And so just for clarification, the lipoic acid, when taking it at the doses that are in the mitochondrial renewal kit, it activates the same biochemical target, the enzyme that is activated in response to energy or in response to exercise. And so this particular enzyme is the fuel gauge of the cell. And so it senses when your energy supplies are depleted, and what it does is turn on the pathway to take up more glucose so that the glucose can be burned into the molecule that is required for the energy production. And so lipoic acid is one of the few ingredients that actually will do this in a safe and effective manner. So this is one of the ingredients in this kit. The second ingredient is NOMAX ER, and this is the ingredient is actually an arginine amino acid. It's an arginine derivative, an arginine analog, naturally occurring. And what this does is improves the blood flow, and it also increases primarily nitric oxide production, and this leads to increased blood flow. It causes what they say is vasodilation, which is sort of another word, a fancy word of description for saying it makes the diameter of the arteries larger. And so this will allow increased blood flow without increasing blood pressure. In some cases, it actually reduces blood pressure. And so this has been shown in a number of studies to improve exercise performance by delivering more nutrients to the working muscles and also by taking away the toxins. So you're saying, well, what would this have to do with energy production? Well, in fact, this process of producing nitric oxide, which the ingredient arginine will do, what this is required for is also mitochondrial production. And so this has been another biochemical pathway that's been linked to new mitochondrial production. The process of nitric oxide has been shown to stimulate mitochondrial biogenesis in a number of cell types. And this is important because we know that exercise will increase mitochondria, but the exercise effect is primarily in the muscle cells and in the heart cells, the cardiac tissue. Well, the pathway that is stimulated by arginine, the nitric oxide pathway, is present in other cells. And so here we are trying to expand the effects of exercise by increasing mitochondria in other types of cells. And so this is a very important aspect of the nutritional intervention, is that it's not limited to simply the muscle cells, although that's very important. What we're trying to do and trying to achieve with the Zymogen kit is to increase the number of mitochondria not only in muscle tissue but in other metabolically active tissues.
You know, that's an important point, and it certainly does relate to the fact that exercise has a broad benefit throughout the body, and supporting increased mitochondria via the nutrients has the same kind of impact. It's much more broad, including brain, heart, etc., all the tissues. I'm glad you brought that up. So we've got the alpha-lipoic acid and the NO, and now we've got the third ingredient.
Yes, the third ingredient is, I don't want to say it's the most exciting, but it perhaps is the ingredient that has received the most press coverage. And this ingredient has been linked to what they call the Mediterranean diet, or in some cases, the French paradox. Now, it's well known that French people and people throughout the Mediterranean, in some cases, have a diet that is rich in fat. It's also rich in some cases in carbohydrates. But yet the French people have a very low incidence of cardiovascular disease, and some people have attributed that to their intake of red wine, which is higher per capita than many other countries that have similar types of diet. And so this is this has been viewed as having a protective effect, a benefit for them. And so researchers had looked at the components of red wine, and they were able to isolate many different compounds, but one compound has emerged as a prime candidate for bestowing the protective effects on animals and, in some cases, on people, and that compound is called resveratrol. Now, resveratrol, again, has been the subject of many news articles, magazine articles. It even was the subject of several 60 Minutes, the CBS television news show, showing the benefits of resveratrol. And resveratrol is linked to mitochondrial biogenesis for several reasons. One, it activates very similar pathways that exercise activates. Resveratrol activates some of the pathways that caloric restriction activate. In animals that take in resveratrol, these animals are able to exercise longer. They put these animals on a treadmill, and they're shown to be able to run longer. They are also resistant to gaining weight when given a high-fat diet. So resveratrol has been linked to an anti-obesity effect. And when they view the muscle tissue of these animals that are on resveratrol, they show just what you would expect, an increased number of mitochondria.
You know, this is fascinating. This is the real biology of exercise, and it's very exciting to listen to your explanations. Resveratrin, or resveratrol, certainly has been in the news lately, and I think most people understand you just can't get enough of it in wine, and wine is not necessarily the best source for many people.
Well, absolutely not, because those people that know anything about exercise know that the one of the objects of exercise is to repartition, and that is simply to reduce the amount of body fat and to increase the amount of protein. And so you're repartitioning away from a high percent body fat into a higher percent protein, to more muscle. And so alcohol, which is a component of red wine, any sort of alcohol, will have just the opposite effect. It will counteract the effect of exercise. So even though people may read about several drinks a day are good, and while that may be true, alcohol has such a deleterious effect on individuals in that it stimulates more desire for alcohol, it stimulates the appetite, it basically inhibits energy production. So in the long term, alcohol really is not something that you'd want to consume over the long term. And so if there are components in red wine, it's certainly the benefit is not from the alcohol. It's from the compounds like resveratrol and perhaps other polyphenolic compounds.
Well described, and a really good explanation of alcohol's interference with
exactly. If you want to have something to neutralize all the benefits that you're gaining from exercise, well, all you have to do is look at the alcohol.
Tell us a little bit about the dosing level in the mitochondrial renewal kit with regard to the resveratrin, the Enomax ER, and the Alimax CR. The dosing, the frequency, and what people can expect when they support these pathways via these nutrients.
Yes, that's very easy. These nutrients are combined in packets, so the packets would contain the appropriate amounts of each of the three ingredients. Packets would be taken initially for 1 to 2 months, perhaps even 3 months, but basically these would be two packets today, per day, approximately 15 to 30 minutes before the first meal and 15 to 30 minutes before lunch. So you're basically taking two packets a day, and this is essentially what they call a loading phase to get the blood levels of these nutrients up to the point where they're actually stimulating the pathways that they're designed to stimulate. So this is not an effect or a benefit that you're going to see overnight. Just like exercise takes a while to activate these genetic switches, these nutrients working the same way will take several weeks, minimum at the month. But we like to maintain the levels over a period of several months. Some individuals can cut back to a single packet a day. Other individuals will stay on two packets a day for a longer period of time. But basically, the benefits can be seen in most people within 30 days, 30 to 60 days.
That's excellent. That 30 to 60 days is very helpful because I think that is longer than a lot of people would like, but it's more short term, and we want to talk more about this in our next and final segment, reminding our listeners that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
We Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of information about your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please do tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro interview Justin Bacon on the benefits of CrossFit training. We've been talking with Dr. Joseph Evans of Zymogen about a sustainable solution to your own personal energy crisis, the exercise-enhancing nutrients, and we've just reviewed the wonderful mitochondrial renewal kit by Zymogen and its components, alpha-lipoic acid, nitric oxide, and resveratrol. So let's go over those ingredients again and why they're unique. Welcome back to our final segment, Dr. Evans.
Thank you very much, Dana. Yes, just as a review of the three ingredients that provide support for mitochondrial function, these ingredients were designed to be included in this kit because all three ingredients enhance the effects and target the same biochemical pathways that are targeted by exercise and also caloric restriction, leading to the production of new mitochondria. And, of course, the mitochondria are required to produce the energy in your cells. And so the first component of the kit is alpha-lipoic acid, but it's not a typical alpha-lipoic acid. This is in a controlled-release formulation to maintain the blood levels that are required to obtain the maximal benefits. So this is a controlled-release form to deliver the very efficacious levels of alpha-lipoic acid over a period of time to trigger one of the main biochemical pathways that is triggered by exercise. The second component stimulates the production of nitric oxide, and this component is a controlled-release formulation of arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. And arginine alpha-ketoglutarate is a precursor. That means it's a building block of nitric oxide production. And so increases in arginine levels can lead to increases in nitric oxide levels. And this is important, again, for increasing blood flow and increasing new mitochondrial production. And again, this is another one of the pathways that is stimulated by exercise. The third component of the kit is resveratrol. And this is a very effective dose of resveratrol. It's actually a formulation of several different related compounds of very close structure, all naturally occurring in plants and many other sources of food. It contains quercetin. It contains a molecule called pterostilbene, which is a very close relative of resveratrol. And these all work together to increase the blood levels of resveratrol. And these are all packaged at a very effective ratio so that you get the maximum benefits that resveratrol will provide. And again, resveratrol is the third ingredient in this kit because it has been shown in many studies, both in animals and in some preliminary studies in humans, to have beneficial effects on cardiovascular health, beneficial effects on mitochondrial production, which is really the primary focus of taking the mitochondrial renewal kit.
And that mitochondrial increase is important simply because it's the power plant, as you said, of the cells, and it makes our ATP body electricity. So this has everything to do with all of our cells' functions, not just the benefits from exercise. So I think you said that very well earlier. Are there some other tidbits, tips that we can give our listeners with regard to mitochondrial support, core energy metabolism support?
Yeah, there's been some work and some pretty good work early on. One of the original supplements and nutritional supplements that has been used and promoted for mitochondrial health is coenzyme Q10. Now, coenzyme Q10 works a little bit differently than the components in the mitochondrial renewal kit. So coenzyme Q10 is a naturally occurring molecule in the mitochondria, and so this has antioxidant functions, and it also will have some benefit at reducing free radical production, which the mitochondria are well noted for, since this is a site in your cells, since the mitochondria are the main energy-producing organelles, the main energy-producing parts of your cell, they do generate a lot of free radicals. And so these free radicals require some sort of protection, and CoQ10 really provides some of that. But I want to differentiate coenzyme Q10 from the components in the mitochondrial renewal kit, and that coenzyme Q10 is not designed to increase the number of mitochondria, similar to exercise or caloric restriction. So this differentiates it. It's sort of a Band-Aid, as opposed to really triggering the production of new healthy mitochondria, which the mitochondrial renewal kit is designed to do. So coenzyme Q10 is one. There have been some other compounds. Quercetin is very very interesting compound. And quercetin, again, is one of the components in the resveratrol formulation. And quercetin has been shown on its own to increase mitochondrial number in both the muscle tissue and also in brain. And this has been shown in rodent studies. So in other words, these animals were fed quercetin over a period, I think it was about 1 month, and then they looked at the tissues, the brain tissues and muscle tissues, and they found that a very reasonable dose of quercetin led to an increase. And so quercetin, like I said, is related to resveratrol, same chemical family, and it also has these beneficial effects at stimulating new mitochondrial production. So CoQ10 and quercetin are two of the other compounds that have been shown. And so there's research, emerging research in this area to identify other nutritionally active compounds that target these important pathways.
And I think in support of all of that you have said, we always look at some core items for energy production, Krebs cycle, B vitamins, magnesium, even zinc. There are many nutrients that are supportive. And so our patients are instructed that the mitochondrial renewal kit and these supplements are really on the baseline of a good program that includes a good multiple for age, stage, and gender. And we like to always keep omega-3 in there and, of course, probiotics, and then anything else that's specific to the individual's needs.
Absolutely. Those are excellent points, and I fully support them. I mean, the omega-3 story is really something that continues to emerge and continues to impress the people that look at the data for all the benefits of omega-3s. And people now are sort of dissecting out the individual effects of the one omega-3 versus the other one, the EPA versus the DHA. And so this is in a very exciting area also that look for great things to come from these supplements. But yes, the inclusion of a multiple vitamin and B complex and the minerals, these are all very, very important aspects. And again, nothing is being, we're not talking about the mitochondrial renewal kit in terms of replacing exercise. We're talking about it facilitating and sensitizing the body and sensitizing our own metabolism to the effects, to the beneficial effects of exercise, such that you may even get the benefit of 60 minutes exercise, for example, in a 40-minute workout in conjunction with the mitochondrial renewal kit.
Well, that's the ultimate inefficiency. Well, Dr. Evans, I appreciate you being on the show, and I really enjoyed your presentation, and I hope our listeners did. I'm sure they did, and they got a lot of tips today, and that's what we like, is that they get some tips, can walk away from the show and change something then. And I think the first thing is to get out there and exercise, and the second is to support the nutrients that support mitochondrial production and function.
Well, thank you, Dana. It's been my pleasure.
Well, do come back again.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And listeners, I want to remind you that this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're sorry that we're at the end of this program. I think we could go on and on. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And it's real important to get down to the Village Green on Cedar Lane or go on the website. That's where the experts are. Within the store, they can help you. You can go online. There are experts. You can ask questions. There are blogs about issues. This is a real home site for you for all your nutritional needs and nutritional information. Now, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.